Well, it's good to be with you at Hathaway Hills today, and we send you greetings from Liberty Baptist Church, and we want you folks to know that we continually pray for you every day, and that's what we're talking about today is prayer, and we just want you to know that you are not forgotten, not by the Lord and not by us. We're praying for you, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come to you today asking for your blessing. Upon our study today, may we learn about prayer and may we use prayer to speak to you often. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's start out here today in Matthew 6 and verse 5. And we're going to look at, first of all, what is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. In just a minute, we're looking kind of at some verses before that, first of all. The Bible says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be," what? "Seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have," what? "Their reward." What is their reward? Being seen of men. So in this day and age, the Jews, some of them like to stand out in the street corners just praying, putting on a big show that they were religious. But you know, prayer is more than just about impressing people. In fact, prayer is not at all about just impressing people. It's speaking to God, effectively to God. It goes on. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee," what? "Openly." So we do not pray just for a big show. We don't pray to impress people. The most effective prayer is when we are sincere, so you can get into your closet. In other words, you can be alone. You don't have to go into the closet to pray. The point was, is you can pray in private, in secret, where no one else knows, and God will hear you. God will reward you openly, because you were not just doing it for a show. You were doing it in sincerity. "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions." Vain means empty. You know, in the bathroom, there is what is called a vanity mirror. Well, the reason it's called vanity is because when people just center on their looks, that's empty and that's vain. When you pray, use not vain repetitions. Don't just say the same thing over and over again. The amount of time you spend in prayer is not what impresses God. It's what you are saying. Are you sincere? I mean, do you enjoy talking to someone if they were just going to start reading the phone book? All the names and numbers in the phone book, and they expected to impress you because they talked to you for 3 hours? Would that impress you, hearing someone just read out of the phone book? No. It's not the amount of time they put into talking to you. It's what they are saying. Communicating. "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." So, I spent 3 hours praying yesterday. You know what? You might as well spend 5 minutes in sincerity to God than 3 hours just rambling on, not thinking about what you're saying. Now, on the other hand, if you can pray for 3 hours sincerely, pouring out your heart to God, well, that's another thing. "Be not ye therefore like unto them," that is, just talking to talk. "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of," what? "Before ye ask him." You know what? Whatever we bring to God, he already knows our needs. You might say, then why does he want us to pray? Because he wants us to wait upon him. He wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to look to him for the right things in our lives, for the will of God. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. So we are addressing our prayer to God. Prayer is talking to God. So we need to address Him. We're talking to Him. You know, if we just start talking in a room of people, just talking, who are we talking to? We need to address our prayer to our Heavenly Father. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, that's the first thing, is to revere God's name. He's holy. You know, today it seems like people are so often trying to lasso God and pull Him down on our level. You know what? God is holy. And we're not going to pull Him down to our level. We need to spend time with God and be more like Him. So, hallowed be thy name. Are we concerned about God and His holiness? Or are we concerned with just making ourselves a name? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you think God's will is being done in heaven? Well, of course. Do you think God's will is being done upon earth? Just look around. You know His perfect will is not being done down here. There's crime. There's murder. There's adultery. There's thefts. All kinds of horrible things. That's not God's will. But we are to pray that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how can we accomplish that? Each one of us can be in God's will. We can be doing what He wants us to do. We can be sharing His word and His will with other people on this earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Let me ask you something, and this comes right back to me too. How often, when we pray for our food, are we really even thinking about what we are saying? Are we really thankful? Or are we just repeating one of those vain, empty prayers? When we thank God for our food, are we truly thanking Him? Or while we are praying, are we thinking about what we are going to say to a family member as soon as we finish that prayer? Or are our thoughts so much upon that food that we're thinking more of the taste of that food than thanking God for the food? A vain prayer is just rattling on, saying words, not thinking about what we are saying. God doesn't want us to pray that way. He wants us to be aware. So give us this day our daily bread. Are we looking to God? You know, about the time we think we can take care of ourselves, that's about the time we can lose our job, or a famine can hit, or many things. It goes on, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We are indebted so much to God. He provides so much for us. Do we appreciate it? And as God has forgiven our debts, and we're going to see about our sins in just a little bit here, are we really willing to forgive other people that have wronged us? We're going to look at that in a moment. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from temptation. You know, this old flesh is weak. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, there's a very important part of resisting temptation through the day. Do you know what that is? It's starting out the day with prayer. And we'll be looking at that. Starting out the day with prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Do we realize that? That one day Jesus is going to rule and reign. You know, there's a lot of people that are not really willing to give their all for God and not do His will. But you know what? When we get to heaven someday, His will is going to be done. He's going to rule on that throne. If we really are excited about going to heaven, shouldn't we be excited about doing the will of God right now? Yes, yes, we should. Okay, we'll stop with that then. We have a prayer list booklet here. Mine's kind of wrinkled and worn, and that's a good thing. I would rather see a worn and Bible with some tear stains and pages that are well worn and lots of writing in the Bible than a Bible with no writing in, a Bible that the pages are still sticking together, because that would tell me that, well, number one, it's either a brand new Bible or else it's a Bible people are not using. In other words, they're not reading it. But we have these prayer lists available. I'm not sure how well you can see it on the camera. But we would love to send you one of these. They're absolutely free. And I'm going to start going through a little bit of what this includes. But if you want to have something that will help you to know how to pray, this will help you. And as I said, they're absolutely free. And so just contact us. Let's go to the first point here, or a principle here. In Romans 10:17, one of the things, as we mentioned, in as what is known as the Lord's Prayer, is asking the Lord to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And the first point in this prayer list is asking the Lord to forgive us of all of our sins. And when we think about people praying or not praying, what is the problem? Maybe in your life, maybe you used to pray every day, every morning, every noon, every night, like David did. But if you're honest, maybe you would say today, you know what? I really haven't prayed much lately. The question is why? Why did you stop? I think a lot of people stop praying because they think their prayers are not doing any good. And that is a faith problem. So, where do you get faith? Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. Well, hearing what? And hearing by what? The Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you've stopped praying, and you used to, then it's a faith problem. So where do you get faith? We get faith from the Bible, the Word of God. So if we're discouraged and have given up on prayer, the problem is we're not in the Bible as we need to be. And that brings me to another thing. We have begun reading the Bible and putting it online. And if you contact us, we'd be happy to give you the reference to that. In fact, maybe I can put it at the end of this message. It's online. I know many of you cannot see well to read a book anymore. Many of you have shared with us that it's hard for you to read the Bible because the print is so small. So what we have begun to do is put together online, and we can get you a DVD if you need it. The scripture, we read it. We've got a Bible reading schedule that these are absolutely free as well. And it folds up like a bookmark. It's a daily Bible reading schedule. It takes you in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and a psalm or proverb each day. So I think a lot of people start to read the Bible and then they get kind of bogged down in the Old Testament trying to read all those long names that are hard to pronounce. And so I found it good to read a little bit in the Old Testament, a little bit in the New Testament, and a little of a psalm or a proverb each day. It gives you a good variety. And so it takes about 15 to 20 minutes a day. So you can, if it's hard for you to read, you can get right online and listen as we read through the Bible. And at the same time, I know some of you have a hard time hearing. And the hearing aids don't always work real well. So in that case, it's right on the screen with large print, only one verse at a time. so you can hear it and you can see it. So I pray that could be a blessing to you too. I know that some of you have not been able to read the Bible in years. And it's because of your eyes and your hearing combined is difficult. So I'd encourage you to get online, or as I said, if you don't have online access, we'd be happy to give you DVDs with this on. Our goal is to help you be fed from the Word of God each and every day, because that's an important part of your prayer life and of mine. We need to know what God says. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:6, but without what? Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to what? To please Him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. You must believe that God exists and that He is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Well, how are we going to know that God rewards those who diligently seek Him? And in what way does God reward us? Well, this book right here is what will tell us, the Bible. And so it is so important. So I pray that if you are having a hard time reading the Bible because of your eyes, I pray that you will get online and listen to it read. As I said, about 15 to 20 minutes a day, according to this schedule, will get you through the entire Bible in 1 year. Wouldn't that be great? Have you ever done it? Maybe some of you have done it many times. Praise God. But if you've never read through the Bible, you know what? This is our instruction manual, the Bible. This is how we know what God wants us to do. So I pray if you've never read through it, that you'll use these tools that we have available for you, and that you'll be a daily Bible reader, that you'll be encouraged, that you will be fed spiritually, and that it will help you. Well, our time is about out for today, but let me get into just a point or two in this. The first one is this. In Psalm 38:18, for I will declare what? My goodness? No. I will declare my greatness? No. I will declare my strength? No. I will declare my riches? No. What does it say? For I will declare what? Mine iniquity. I will be what? Sorry for my sin. You know, one of the most important things when we go to God is we must be humble. We must not be like the Pharisee who stands before God and says, I thank thee, O God, that I am not like other men are. And then he looks at the publican like this man. No. Life is not about comparing ourselves with others and thinking we are better than they, or being discouraged because we look around and it seems like everyone else is more successful than us. So that type of a person always goes around depressed. God doesn't want us either way. God doesn't want us walking around proud and arrogant, nor does God want us walking around dejected and discouraged and depressed. God wants us to be sorry for our sins, to come to Him. He is the only one that can forgive us. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is what? Faithful. You know, if we confess our sins, God will forgive us every time. Is that true of other people? No. Let me ask you something. Let me ask myself something. If someone else came up to me or to you today and said, I am sorry I did this to you. I am sorry I said this thing to you. That was not right. Will you forgive me? Would you forgive that person? Would I forgive that person? Or would you or I say, well, I'll think about it. You know, God doesn't treat us that way. And God doesn't want us treating other people that way. God is faithful. If we confess our sins, He is faithful. And by the way, the word confess means to agree with God. It's a compound word. It's a compound word in the Greek language, meaning to speak the same. You know how God speaks about sin? It's always wrong. Are we willing to admit that? Or do we justify it? Well, I know I said this, and I probably shouldn't, but that person provoked me. That is not confession. That's excusing. That's not confession. If we confess our sins, admitting it's sin, He is faithful and what? Just to forgive us our sins. God is not just looking the other way while we sneak into the cookie jar. God is not looking the other way while we do something wrong and just pretending that He didn't see us do that. God sees everything. God knows everything. God is just in forgiving us. Why? Because Jesus paid the death penalty for us. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. And Jesus paid that death for you and for me. So He's just. He's not a crooked judge. He's not a judge that has been bought off. God is just. He paid the price for our sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, God is not like some people. Some people say, well, I guess I'll forgive you, but you can live in your mess. You know, it's like if you were on your way to church and you told your little children, now, don't go out in the dirt and play. Well, if the children went out in the dirt and played and then your little girl came in, her dress is all muddy and dirty, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, Mommy. I fell into the mud or this or that. What would you say? Well, I forgive you, honey, but you're going to go to church just like you are, all dirty. So you can be embarrassed in front of all your friends. God doesn't do that to us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's why when we receive Christ as our Savior, it's a burden lifted. All the guilt of our sin, all the feelings of remorse, God lifts that. He forgives us and He cleanses us. Have you experienced that forgiveness? Have you come to Jesus Christ and asked Him to save you? Jesus is the perfect and pure Son of God. He was born of a miraculous virgin birth. He lived a perfect life, and then He died on the cross, bearing our sins in His own body on the cross. He was buried and rose again the third day, proving that His payment is enough. Have you experienced that forgiveness? Have you called upon Him to save you? That's really where prayer begins, is calling upon God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, would you call upon Him to save you if you have not? Today, would you call upon the Lord to forgive you of all of your sin, to cleanse you, and to start seeking to do His will? Well, we're going to pick up with this, Lord willing, the next time that we have a message with you. And so I want to continue, but in the meantime, if you want a copy of this so you can get started, contact us. It's absolutely free. This or the Bible reading schedule. Look online to find that. You can go through libertygospeltracts.com or libertybaptistgreenville.com, and you can find the prayer list and the Bible reading schedule. Be a daily Bible reader, a daily prayer warrior. You need prayer in your own life every day. I need it in my life. Our country needs our prayers. May God bless you. Heavenly Father, we do come to you. We thank you for your word, how it feeds us, how it teaches us. I pray if there's one person listening to this today that has never been saved, right now I pray that they would call upon you to forgive them of all their sin. That they would call upon you and ask you to be their Savior. And that you would wash away their sins and cleanse them. And give them a new life. Give them a new desire to love you and to serve you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, folks.